So I had said, though, that after my process of designing, I just remembered that it wasn't really about making something for her. Like, I would be more than happy if the opportunity came, but I just did it more of what would I wear and my influences and just what I was inspired by, which was Mary Henrietta. So
right.
That's what kind of like where my mentality switched a little, because at first I was like, oh, well, if nobody wants to dress her, I can do it, which I still would. But then in the designing process, I had to, like, tap into myself and then just ask myself, yeah, what would I wear instead of what would Melania wear? And that's what I came
right
up with.
And that, yeah, because you got over your block by focusing on yourself, and then it flowed forth. You knew what to do.
Exactly. Because
that's
at first I couldn't even... At first I couldn't, when I was like, okay, maybe I'll do it based on Melania, there was nothing coming out. I was throwing away papers,
right,
scribbling, it wasn't coming out until I figured that, like, somehow, some way, that came about. And then it all just came freely and super, it was fun, and I had a great time doing it.
Right, so what's original here is indicating there's different fabrics in the torso. Yeah, panels, and that's usually, it's all usually one fabric, and you're indicating other things.
No, right. A lot of designers use different fabrications. Like, I didn't do nothing out of this world. It's, you know, just designing. It's just some influences and inspirations that came from a certain place, which
but
is
Sarah
mostly
says
from...
it's unique.
Yeah, it's unique in my way, you know, where I think where it came from, only I would do that.
Right. Where, how's it unique, Sarah?
Hmm? Oh, I,
how is it?
I just think what I like about it immediately, what strikes me is the hard line, the crisp edges,
yeah,
and the palette, the subtle palette differences that can, it's basically creates depth, but you don't have to make so many layers.
It's
creating
it's
depth.
Creative dub?
Depth.
Dubs.
Depth.
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 D-E-F-T-T-H, yeah.
Yeah.
A. Yeah. Without, by using color and contrast rather than layers. And that's really awesome. I like that.
Hmm. Well,
it'll look way better in real
good
life. Sometimes sketches
right
don't do justice for the real stuff, which is what Ion was saying last time I talked to them. They said, stop sketching and start doing.
Right, right.
Which I do agree.
Yeah, they
yeah,
said
it told you to use, like, it told you to use, like, really bold colors, and I'm pretty sure you don't have those type of colors in your markers or whatever you're using to draw.
Are they watercolor
I try,
pencils?
Right.
Like, I try to be as bold as I can with the colors. Because I still, for gowns, I couldn't see doing super bright colors. For the other stuff that I'm working on, I am using bright colors. Because I was before. Just, I didn't think that for gowns. But I still used a lot of color. There's not one on there black, which is what I usually do. So I did
still use
okay
the black typing. I like it.
So, Jermaine, you got Ed puts it up, and you have it on your own website. Do you have many people looking at your website in general?
No, I don't have a, I don't have my website yet. When I took a break, I'm restructuring everything and starting new, so I don't have it up yet. I'm working
right
on
right, so
all
nobody will
stuff
see this. Nobody will see this
you
unless
guys
they come to Ed's site. Just us.
Yeah.
Our scene.
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, right.
Yes. Especially for you guys
okay
to look at.
Well, thank you for donating it to my scene. We will exploit it as much as possible in some way.
Please do so.
Sure, yes. Yes, yeah. So, just
it
want
makes,
to tell you, I went...
Bob,
I went
it makes so much sense that there should be a fashion resurgence because of this White House family, because they are so vulnerable to being dressed.
Yeah.
And so it's so strange to see the fashion industry sort of resist them when they could be a whole responsible for a resurgence of a whole new wave in the fashion industry.
I think eventually they will. Everyone's just like scared. Nobody wants to really come out. But I know they are. Come on. It's like I think that they are. Give it like maybe a few months, and then and slowly but surely they'll start coming out.
Yeah, a friend of mine, a Canadian who would normally be a liberal guy, he was saying in October, I said, you know, why don't you join our panel and talk about some stuff? And he said, no, I don't want to talk yet, but I can't wait to see when Ion has to eat crow when Hillary wins. I said, oh, you say that? He said, yep. I said, okay. And so Trump won, and I didn't bother this guy. I waited like 2 weeks. What has it been, 2 weeks? Yeah, what has it been, 8, 7, is it 3 weeks? The 8th, and today is the 29th. Yeah, it's in 3 weeks. So yesterday I called him up and he answered. I said, well, I think you've had time to adjust. like, give me 3 weeks. Now it's time for me to gloat. And he goes, no, I think this is great. And then he says, you know, and I don't know if he's saying that when he adjusted or if he just, he says, this is the Post-Information Society, Bob. You've been saying this for 15 years. I would say longer. But he said 15 years, and it is all new. This is fantastic. It's been so boring for decades, and now with Trump, I feel there's something new going to happen, and it's a breakthrough, and this is great. And so he was all excited. So I couldn't gloat too much over him. He had adapted quickly.
And Ian has been right about the recount, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's going to happen. Yes, Pizzagate, yeah. So listen to that. So I went over to...
Blue Trump all the water.
What?
Nothing. I was just being sarcastic.
No,
what did
you say? If you said something...
I said it blew Trump out of the water. Like, you know, people would still be reeling from the Trump experience if Pizzagate hadn't come out. It serves both to have it at the same time. It, like, levels it out a bit.
So, again, I don't know what you're... Are you saying it blows Trump out of the water? It ruins Trump?
Well, it makes Pizzagate? It not such a... Yeah, a lot of people were feeling crisis trauma, like, weirdly, I think, when Trump
won. What is Pizzagate, Sarah? What is Pizzagate?
What's Pizzagate? Well, it's happened before, Bob. Isn't it just the discussion of all the Podesta? Well, isn't it the Marina?
It's about Podesta the molester.
About Podesta, both of them, and also, I believe, Abramovich. Abramovich. Oh, shit. Abramovich. Oh, wait. How do you say it?
Right. Okay, so you're saying this is pro-Trump. This helps Trump.
I think so. Yeah, it helps people be like, okay, we need a dad. This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, and I was emphasizing the pizza. I didn't know much about it, but he did definitely keep bringing it up every show the last few weeks. So what's happened? It's gotten more of a problem for Podesta?
Nothing has happened that I haven't been screaming about for the last 8 years. Not a damn thing has come out that I haven't been screaming
that
about.
Count. Are you claiming that the meds helped you perceive things and that you were justified in screaming?
Yes, that's how the Machiavellian does apply. The ends justify the means. I'm not going to fake my own death. It's the ends justify the means. That's the Machiavellian.
Well, what have you been yelling for 8 years?
Well, all about the human trafficking and Moloch and the bullshit of... it's casual, Boho Grove. At this point, I just have...
Where do you do this? Where do you do this yelling? How did anybody know you did it?
I don't know. Ion made a joke about it before, though, and said that I was being quiet as a church mouse about it.
Oh? He knew
so
that you
Ion hears me.
Could make noise. He knew you could make noise. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, if I was Lance Strait, I'd say, prove that, Bob. Show me the documentation. We can't believe something non-physical. We can't check it. You need to give us stuff that we can check and read and look at again. Don't quote
me. There's a bunch of research. There's a bunch of research put on Reddit. There's a big thread on there where
it's
everybody's
huge.
Uploading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge.
But that was also the WikiLeaks release about the pizza parties and how you order them. Here's what I think is weird. Why do I know what all of that means?
Doesn't mean anything. This is what the journalists are having the crisis. There's another article. They say, are we even relevant? Nobody's paying attention to us anymore. Why should we do journalism? That's what I want to see. I want to see everybody give up communicating.
Stop yeah, but the only thing you need for proof, you don't need proof anymore, but all you have to do is say that you have a link, and then people are too lazy to click the link and go see what it says on the other page. So all you need is a link. And then that's your proof.
Hey, Paul, or Chad, remember, 40 years ago, people would say, well, if I read in the paper, it must be true. People believed in literacy. They believed newspapers were responsible, and they wouldn't publish it. So they'd say, well, if they print it, it must be true. Remember that? Well, now, he posted a link. It must be true. He posted a link.
Yeah.
I don't need to go look at the link. He just posted one. Okay, so here's the first nice experience at Zappocratic, the real Zappocratic party. It says 4,017 members, and it says, it's called the Frank Zappa game. We call it 6 degrees of Frank Zappa, after the phrase 6 degrees of separation. Well, who popularized that fucking phrase? Use this application to determine the degree of separation between any, I don't know where you read the rest of it. It's not, use this, Ike Willis, Tom, okay, so it fucks up, and I don't know where you read the rest. So let's go back to what the point is. So I go there just now, and there's where the top post where the most recent post about Pauline Oliveros. And there's a big picture of me where I look really good. People have commented that picture makes my face look really good. So there's a healthy picture of me, and then someone posts another bootleg of Zappa in Saratoga, New York, 1984. And then it says, rest in peace, Australian composer Dr. Alan Zavod, 1945 to 2016. He died at the age of 71. Do you guys know who Alan Zavod is?
Nope.
This is very personal. Okay, in 1984, when Zappa played in Halifax, and Art McKay and Greg Skinner and Sue Bone flew me down to Halifax to see the concert in their town. We took Garrett Dean. And what happened the next day? Sue goes over to the mall in Scotia Square, recognizes a guy coming out of the mall, says, hey, you were in the band last night. And he says, yes. And she says, oh, come on over. I want you to meet somebody. So she brings over this guy, and I'm there. Holy shit, Sue picked up another fucking guy. Interrupt our day that I got to talk to. And he gets in the car, and then suddenly I recognize him. I go, oh, shit, you're Alan Zavod. He goes, yeah. I said, where are you staying? And he said, up at the Citadel Inn. So we went up there, and then Frank and I had our momentous meeting and discussed the Mae Brussel tapes I had given him in August in New York City. Well, so this guy that has every connection to Sue and me, this is our story, Sue's story, he fucking dies the day I show up. How's that for meaning? That's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, it's a little creepy, but yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow.
Probably happens quite often.
Basically saying a friend of Bob, no, a guy who worked for Bob died today, is what it's saying, because
it's a little creepy, but yeah, it's put together well.
Yeah.
Good presentation.
And we went there, and Sue took a picture. It's the only picture of me and Frank together, taken thanks to Alan Zavod, who didn't mind telling us where Frank was staying. So,
that's pretty cool. Have you published that, or do you have a copy of that?
I don't. It's in our photo album somewhere, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
Cool.
And if I don't have it, Sue has a copy. But I remember it
right.
So I haven't seen it lately. I don't go through my photo albums much. So, but there he is I joined the other day. I haven't come here. Now I go there, and there he's gone. And that's a very personal connection there. So, typical here in Dobstown. And then you flow down, and they're posting all this great music. What I played today was on that site. That's how I found it. So, but there's a lot of members. That's amazing, and a lot of insider members. So I recommend you go there, you apply to join. You know, you have to be approved in some way. And there's Alyssa. I'm sure Alyssa will want to go and join the Frank world, that particular site. Right, Alyssa? Or is that Nate?
Hey, Bob, I just tuned in.
Yeah, so you don't know what we're talking about. Well, we can't update.
Not
so does anybody want to talk about anything? I don't have any ion to play.
Yeah, no. I don't like somebody calling you a paranoid schizophrenic. Very much upsets me because you're obviously idiosyncratic schizotypal, which is not
right.
An insult.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right. And
it just means you're better than everybody else, and that's fine.
Yeah. And Rushkoff, he got up and started walking out, and I didn't know he had said this about me, and I wanted to ask him something because I had been talking with him a few days before at Mark's Loft. So I said, "Hey, Doug," and he didn't look back, and he just kept walking. I said, "Hey, Doug," he still didn't look back. Now, he might have heard me, but he definitely didn't want to talk to anybody. He just ran out. And then I found out that he probably didn't want to talk to me because of what he had just written to Mark about me. So anyway, through the years, Doug and I have chatted, and there's some stuff I know about him that we'll just say he knows about Ion. He even offered to, he believed this stuff about J.W. being jailed. He says, and he, you know, he does documentaries in Frontline. He's, you go there, he does youth culture. So he said, "Bob, it's not," he says, "I'd be interested as Ion if you'd let me interview him." And I wrote back, J.W. would never want to be known. And this is like 4 or 5 years ago. He would never allow himself to be interviewed. And he said, "No, it's not a problem if he's in jail. It's an honor to be in jail. It's not always bad." I said, "He's not in jail." But he thought I was hiding him because he was in jail. And I said, "No, he's not in jail. But he will not do any interviews." So Doug never showed any more interest after he couldn't eat them and use them for his show. I recently told him that our products are tremendous and blah blah blah, and I said Cold Fusion coming soon, and he goes, "Wow, I'm really looking forward to it." So he doesn't put it down. He knows
just before after next Christmas.
Yeah, probably tomorrow. I think we're having the press
in
conference tomorrow.
Easter.
We're busy, you know. I might have to deal with some email from you, and if you fucking overdo emails, I'll fucking cancel the press conference till the next day. Because I must serve my listeners, right?
Bob, you just said...
You know, the press conference is going to happen any day.
You just said
what?
My product, blah, blah, blah. You just said take our product, and you said blah, blah, blah.
That's right. No, I agree with Ion. Ion told me... One day I was asking about Cold Fusion. He says, "Get this." Yeah, he goes, "Get this cold play out of your head, Bob. It's not a fucking important. I'm just doing it to give you something to do. You've got to deal with your ascension, Bob. It doesn't matter about how we alter the world and make utopia for the little man. That doesn't matter. Your ascension is what's important, Bob." So I agree with Ion. You know, it's just blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got to re-calcium. We got all this great stuff for everybody. Everybody gets happy and healthy. Not important. You have to live and come in and talk to Ion. I was just saying that to someone today. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Willie Benign. I was talking to Willie. You know, he's on dupes. And I banned him from being interested in him because he hangs out with Jerry Fialka, and they do stupid art things down in Jerry Fialka land. Well, he said that on his Facebook page, Matthew Hurtado showed up and started bad. I guess Will did some anti-Trump stuff or something, posted that. And so Matthew came in and blasted him for being a libtard, you know, a retarded liberal, and insulted Will. And so Will says, have you patched things up with Bob and Carolyn? And he said, "Oh, everything's fine." And he never said another word. That shut him up. And that was hot off the press an hour ago, 2 hours ago. But so Will is, he had a lot of other interesting information, great synchronicity. He works for Warner Brothers, I guess. He's a designer, animator or something. And he lives very close, or he was very involved with his friend who was working with the David Lynch series. It's coming up this year, 2017. And what else? He had some interesting synchronicities happen. Can't remember right now. But he's always wanted to do a documentary on me and how it goes from cosmic awareness to the evergreens to ION. And that was his project 5 years ago. He never did it. So I said, are you aware of what's going on? He said, no, I haven't been listening the last few months. So I brought him up to date on all the amazing stuff that's happening. He was flabbergasted when I told him that Trump was on the RNA drops. That was shocking to him. So I said, he said, look, I'll have to start listening again. And I said, yeah, call in next week. I said, let's start talking about the documentary. You only got a few minutes left. We're going stealth soon. If you want to make this documentary about me, you got to fucking do it now. I said, let's just talk about it. You come on, we'll talk and design it, and everybody can tell us how to make it, and do a focus group on it right there. Maybe that's all I get done. So he said he'd call in next week. So we can all plan the documentary. All right?
What
do you call that? That's a user group. There are groups that make things. Group fiction, group this, group
collective.
That, right? This group.
Collectives?
Yeah, collectives. That,
artists,
no, but
collectives,
online,
yeah.
I think they're...
Well,
they
they're like in person, I always have dealt with. I guess
you know the
they
phrase
are online
fan
now.
Fiction. Hey! You know fan fiction?
Yes,
that's what we do. This will be a fan documentary.
Oh.
And all the fans get to decide what's in it. So you can start yelling at, you don't know about that, Will? You don't know about chromosome 14? Come on! Bob, fire this guy. This guy's not qualified to be the maker of the documentary, so we'll rake him over the coals while we...
Sounds like you need my help.
Right?
I'll be there.
Well, as long as you let other people talk.
Okay.
See, that's a strange notion for you. It shut you up.
No, it didn't. I just mute myself.
I always humiliate you, Sarah. You deserve it. You're on meds. You're fucked
know.
Up. You're not on meds. Who knows but where you are. You had no self-control. And you say things like, I've been ranting
about to know why.
Human traffic for 8 years. And Ayn says, we haven't heard a peep out of you, Sarah, for 5 years. So there's a contradiction
right.
there.
Oh, that's awesome.
You rant to yourself. This is why Noah had to put up with this shit for years. You going on, Noah. You don't go outdoors. You'll get scarfed up and abducted and be part of the human traffic. You'll be blowjobbing George Bush. You know, shut up and eat your cereal. All right. I'm waiting for you guys. Chad, what's on your mind today, Chad? What issues have concerned Vancouver people?
I have no idea. I love Vancouver.
No,
we're done with that place.
Well, let's see what Kate. Has Trudeau done something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So up until a couple days ago, like, Americans didn't even know who Trudeau was. And now they do, because he came out and he made, like, a glowing statement, a eulogy about Fidel Castro. Said he was a remarkable leader and a great man and all this. So Marco Rubio, the Cuban, I don't know what he is, he's a senator, the one that ran for president in the primary.
Yeah,
he came out and said, I hope this is a parody, because that's really what the leader of Canada thinks. Something very sick is going on. And then Ted Cruz took the opportunity to say the same kind of sentiment against Trudeau. And then it became this huge meme all over Twitter for like 2 days. People were making up eulogies and attributing them to Trudeau. The guy who ran into the crowd of people at Ohio State, the Muslim guy.
Yeah.
Someone made up a tweet, like a eulogy, pretending it was Trudeau, saying whatever the Muslim guy's name was a great new. He was new to America, still learning his way and learning how to drive and learning how to use kitchen utensils. Signed Justin Trudeau. So that people were making up fake eulogies about Justin Trudeau, saying that really evil people, he was giving them like glowing eulogies.
Yeah, Arkan, isn't his name Arkan Ali? I think I actually learned it last week. Arkan Ali.
Arkan Ali, yeah. Something like that.
So they're saying,
anyway.
Trudeau comes on and praises Arkan Ali.
Yeah.
In the fake tweet. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
But even
good.
There was another
that's
one
fan fiction, man.
Yeah, fan fiction.
When
it was probably the first major huge wave of fake news, the citizen fake news that's come out since Trump won. thing. There's a whole bunch
this
before
is great.
The election.
Like, no, everybody's going to turn. This is how McLuhan said, look, we got to turn off TV. It's wrecking our society. And he couldn't get anybody interested. This is naturally unfolding. The people are going to force the media to go off because they're going to just flood it and pollute it. That's great warfare.
Right. There's interaction. People don't realize they're contributing by watching what they're contributing to the direction
Bob Dobbs,
it's going to take.
Bob Dobbs gets a press conference and says, I support the fan fiction fake news movement. It's the greatest fan ever. More, please, more. And that's Bob Dobbs, former president of the United States, 2012 to 2012. Like for 3 minutes, I was president.
Yeah, here's one. Here's one of the fake Trudeau eulogies. Osama bin Laden was certainly a controversial figure, but his contribution to airport security is unparalleled.
I mean,
so is this going to embarrass your buddy ex-Canadians? Are they all humiliated that their prime?
Oh yeah, because Canadians were really high on their horse when Trump got elected. They're laughing. They're saying, "America, you're so fucked now. You're so fucking finished.
Jesus
Trump is an idiot." And now the Americans are on Twitter going, "You're fucking done, Canada. We're gonna invade you. You got a fucking dictator, communist running your country." Yeah, there's a lot of people, like housewives and stuff on Twitter were saying, like, this guy is a fucking a dangerous idiot in Canada. What the hell are we doing letting him run that country? We need to get physical.
Yeah, we must invade. We must invade Canada. We can't have him running our neighbor.
In a private session in July 2011, when I was living in Vancouver, Ion said, "Don't get too comfortable with Canada. It won't be a country for long." And I was like, "Why?"
Wow.
And they're like, "It's going to be invaded." And I was like, "By who?" Like, United States.
Like,
okay.
Oh,
that's incredible.
I have it on recording, and when it happens, I will bring the recording. I'll excerpt it, and we'll play it on payday after Canada has been invaded by the U.S. And I'll say, July 27th, 2011, Ion calls it.
And then we'll send it to the White House. By then, Trump will be making regular visits here. I'll give him a copy, his own personal signed copy of this great thing. And then 2 days later, there'll be an invasion of Canada caused by Bob.
Yeah.
Because I gave him this stuff. He had the goods. Well, that is awesome. I'm glad that Justin blew it. He's such a kid. He's such an idiotic person, you know. Any of these idiot dinosaurs.
He's an appeaser. He tries to appease everybody. So there's pictures of him praying in a mosque because he has to appease them. There's pictures of him wearing Pakistani headgear. He has to appease them. There's pictures of him with the feminists because he gets up and claims he is a feminist and that most men should talk to their sons about becoming feminists.
And
he has to appease everybody.
Pride Day. He walked in
the gay pride
day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Right now, while other leaders are talking to Trump and like visiting him personally in Trump Tower, Justin Trudeau is touring all these unpronounceable countries like Mozambique or Madagascar or whatever. Like he's all over like the southern hemisphere just hiding from Trump.
Kandahar.
Like, I don't know what. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's one picture. It's always smearing.
What about Sarah?
There's one picture. Hey, shut up, fucking Sarah. Listen to this. One picture of him holding up the RNA drops bottle, which is him appeasing Bob, but unfortunately, there's a gun pointed at his head. So they smear us. It's the only appeasement he was forced to do. Bob fucking sent in his assassin and forced him to hold up the RNA drops, and they didn't crop out the gun part. So that's the kind of shit we got to put up with. He said, "I support every ridiculous sub-genius meme that's out there, except for Hawaii and the Dobbstown enclave. That I will not support." He's obviously lunatic fringe. let me read you what Lance said.
That's like, didn't Lewis do that for himself? And I know Edgar Allan Poe. They would like write critical reviews of themselves as with a pen name, and pay the newspaper to run them both next to each other. That's not straight.
No, you know who did it? Marcel Duchamp did it.
When, oh
Marcel
yeah, that
Duchamp,
guy.
Like when the armory with the toilet, the ready-made R.W. Mutt was the name on it, and that's who's Joyce means in Finnegan's Wake. The dialogue between Mutt and Jude on like page 16 of Finnegan's Wake. It's based on what Duchamp did. Joyce knew of him and liked what he did. So Duchamp was on the committee to judge the thing, in New York City, but he wrote an article from maybe R.W. Mutt complaining about the toilet seat, the ready-made. He wrote an article criticizing himself. He might have been one of the first to do that.
That worked out. I believed that was a different person until you just said that.
You saw Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah, didn't Gordie Howe write a review of the fucking World Cup of hockey and he put himself down? Gordie Howe did that, I think. Or Bobby Hull. Wayne Gretzky. Let's get more to your generation. Wayne Gretzky used to write bad reviews of his Stanley Cup performances for who? I don't know. There was no website, so it's just in his diary.
We have one more thing. Trudeau was away since he was not in Canada for the final, like, Grey Cup football game. They had it in Toronto, I think, and he did a video message on the Jumbotron TV in the stadium, and he came on and said, you know, his usual canned, whatever, political shit, and as soon as he came on the screen, the whole stadium started booing.
Really?
When
would that? Would that be yesterday, a couple days ago?
Yeah, it was like 2 days ago, probably Sunday. Yeah.
That's awesome, man, that he's getting run out of, they're going to have an election. You have to bring in the opposition. Yeah. Bring back Rob Ford. Where's Rob?
He has to let that one house he went in the last one time.
Yeah, do you remember when Obama came in and after a year, everybody was mad at Obama, somebody put a big billboard up down south with George Bush saying, do you miss me now?
Yeah.
Remember that? So we got to have Rob Ford's corpse saying, do you miss me now?
Hey, that could be a business expense, Bob. You should pay for that and have it write it off.
All right, we'll get right on it. Well, I'll get Jermaine to make a fucking design. Jermaine, get ready. Make that, do you miss me now? I had to put it with a picture of me. Do you miss me now? No, what is it? What is the phrase? You miss me now?
Miss me yet? No, it was just three words. It was miss me yet?
Yeah, I'm going to put one up with my picture. After I get kicked out of the McCoon group.
That's so hilarious.
No, just the dynamics of that. Putting a billboard of a guy who they don't even know, they've never seen before, and say, miss me yet. That is so Bob. That's so perfect.
Yeah, that's like everything's already happened. It's like going through the Bible backwards.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
That's what we're doing with the 60s. We're going to rewrite the 60s so it'll be all backwards for what they thought was happening. Well, Jesus Christ, yeah. Bob produced the Beatles. He produced the Rolling Stones. He fired Giorgio Gomelsky and Warhol. He shot Warhol.
Valerie Solanas shot Warhol. Is that wrong?
No, that's true.
Didn't you?
Valerie Solanas, as far as I know, did it. Yeah.
What were you talking about, though? Like, you were saying about the person that shot him or something.
I know.
Was she, did she do that earlier?
Oh, listen. Yeah. Warhol got shot the same day as Kennedy. So the next day, the news, and Warhol was pissed. In the biographies, the next day, it's all about Kennedy and the end of America, and Warhol's getting no coverage at all. And he was pissed about it. Pissed. You
I
know
have
that
a
word?
Copy of his diary.
P-I-S-S-E-D. I don't know what it means, but I hear humans use it all the time, so I'm using it. He was pissed. What's it mean?
Fuming. Perturbed.
Really?
Agitated.
Does it refer to anything?
Yeah, I can do this all day.
Does it refer to a biological function or something?
Oh, yeah,
an aggressive reaction.
Urinating.
Weird, Sarah. Jesus Christ. It's nice to hear your opinion, Sarah, but you always overdo it. I have to mute you. I mean, you just drowned out Michael. So what'd you say, Michael?
It's sort of like an aggressive reflex of being sort of incensed or... You know, that kind of thing, Bob. It is
you don't have to explain. I know what it fucking means, Michael. You know, I'm just being silly.
I know what it means, Bob.
I know what it refers to.
It means you feel
not
like
to what it actually means.
No, pissed means you feel like someone just peed on your head.
Yeah, the golden shower effect. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pissed.
So we've got still 25 minutes to go. Please make this an interesting show. We've muted Sarah, so no more interruptions. You guys have been intimidated by her bombacity. You're free to speak without her interrupting. Not that what she has to say isn't valid, but it just becomes too much. You can't hear other people. Right? So come on, Madeline, Jean, CF, Michael, Greg.
I started noticing the fake news in tons of fake ads. And Chad might have mentioned this the other day, where you go to just about any site now, and along the right-hand side, there are these incredible fake stories about two actors getting together finally, and then they get divorced. I mean, big stories. And at the beginning, they were just advertising face creams, anti-aging face creams, you know. So-and-so can get married now. She's 70, but she looks 50 because of this face cream. Angelina Jolie is really leaving Brad because she's spending so much time selling her face cream. I mean, it's the whole face
cream. So that's what that is. That's why they have the Stephen Hawking celebrating some pill, right? That's fake ad news.
Yeah, fake ad news.
So they are ads disguised as news stories.
Yeah. And they're catchy, too, because it's like Meryl Streep and Robert Redford are finally going to get married. What? So you click on it, and you read a sentence, and they repeat the headline, and then they say, and it's because Meryl uses this face cream.
Wow, that's amazing. We do have, this is advertising, advertising, advertising.
Mm.
And, you know, there's a difference between good news and bad news, said McLuhan. And good news was advertising. But it upset people that they had to adjust to a new thing back when people didn't consume as much in the 50s, 60s. So they liked bad news, you know, like somebody, 1,000 people died, because it gives them the emotion of surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So good news ads have a bad effect, and bad news has a good effect. Now it's all mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's like, they've merged the bad news, good news, advertising information. Like, that is a good merger. That's Android Mean trying to be human, becoming more and more like a clone.
Yeah, and it might be like a way to do a major disconnect on the corpus callosum, because you're reading something that you know is fake, or you know is not true, and you don't know, well, what does this mean? So your brain ends up being a little bit vulnerable. And then one, some good news about a face cream that makes you look 100 years younger. Well, why not?
And
so,
that's why Ian showed up now. It is so dangerous what we're doing, and we're doing it at a time when nobody can believe it, and he can't tell them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so perfect. And that's another reason why Ian is out front, knowing that there's a post-information society, and it doesn't matter what we do, then nobody's going to believe it. And they don't know whether to believe it.
Until they try it for themselves. So it goes back to the individual. Is the only way you can know anything is to know yourself.
To do your own probing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Michael?
Probing.
Probing.
Bunch of probies.
Absolutely, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, you know what we're dealing with here in South Africa? We've got the legalization of medical marijuana coming up in January, February, and just this week there was a discussion on TV which was hilarious, in which the interviewer seemed to be stoned, and then he was interviewing the head of the Justice Department and the head of the Law Enforcement Department, and they were all making a case for marijuana not being legalized at all. And the head of Justice said that the reason why they can't legalize marijuana is there's no research to show that it's of any benefit at all for cancer patients. And so they want South Africa to wait while they do their research here. And then once he'd said that, he said, but however, evidence does show that people who smoke marijuana tend to forget to put on condoms. So according to us, marijuana spreads AIDS.
Did he say that?
On TV.
Yes.
And then the guy who was interviewing him said, well, ladies and gentlemen, I have to welcome you to the Crackerjack News broadcast.
And that will be the headline, so marijuana spreads AIDS.
So,
I mean, that is what we're working with,
Right, See, you know, this thing, Carolyn, about, well, science will find out. What the naivety of the public is, science never finds out whether something's real or not. It's the biggest bullshit meme for the democratic phase of Vico's cycles. Mr. Guy and Batista Vico in 1700 or so predicted there was the gods level, then we fall to the heroes level, and then we fall to the common democratic man level, which we've been in for 100 or more years. And it's so shitty, the democratic level, that Ayn had to come in to bump us back up and redo the cycle and get to back to the God cycle. So Vico predicted it, and I'm being very funny here by saying, quoting Vico in light of this, disease will not be cured, especially by democratic man.
Mm-hmm.
Little man's era will not.
Yeah, there's no money in it.
Right.
There's no money in cures.
So the naivety of the democratic man phase, cycle three, the third Baconian cycle. You learn to talk about these Baconian cycles when you read criticism of Finnegan's Wake, literary analysis of Finnegan's Wake, because it's a big early structural handle to put on the Wake to understand it. I mean, Vico talked about language and thunders and stuff like that. So that nothing can be decided, plus the extra naivety that Ion told Carolyn, once you cure cancer, get ready for more lethal diseases to show up. Because humans, little men, must have contrast. So when we have a cure, more people will die from the new thing, the new hidden ground that'll show up. And then Carolyn's supposed to cure that. Or I'm supposed to. I mean, we'll take turns. And then another worse thing will happen. And then we'll cure that. And there'll be a race between good times or bad times between Bob, Carol, and the Android meme. But the thing is, that's what the lie of cancer research. And you write a fucking letter to that TV show or whatever it was, Michael, and say, bullshit, science will never decide anything, and we're not making decisions based on science anymore. Praise Bob. That's how you end it. Praise Bob. Just say praise Bob.
Praise Bob.
But I'm glad Justin blew it. And it only took him, what, Chad, like 6 months? How long has he been president?
He was elected. I don't know how they do it in Canada. They don't have I don't know if they have a waiting period after the election like they do in the States. I have no idea.
Right. Somebody could Google it, see when he came in, but that's great. I mean, we want Canadians to, you know, get screwed royally. They're the worst country on the planet.
Yes,
the worst political correct. What?
Yes, what? We do.
Go ahead.
We were on the interview with Kevin O'Leary, and he was saying that Trump versus Trudeau is like Godzilla versus Bambi. And he's saying, we are screwed. Like, we need a man like Trump. And the comments under it are really
funny. who's Kevin O'Leary?
You can tell us.
He's a TV personality now. He's almost like the Trump of Canada. There's a reality TV show called Shark Tank. And there used to be one in Canada that he was on called Dragon's Den, where people come up to you with him with business ideas. And if he likes the business idea, he'll invest in them. So he does that, but he made his money as an investor.
I see. And he's kind of like Trump. He's hiring you. Okay, you're hired rather than firing you.
Yeah, he's like the Canadian version of Trump. He's basically saying the same thing, like, we're screwed, we're in a terrible condition. But I mean, like, the sentiment doesn't stop with O'Leary. Like I poll Canada on Twitter to see what the sentiment is. Especially people in Alberta, they really want to separate from Canada now. Because they have all the value, the oil and stuff, and they, especially now that Trudeau did that the other day, supporting Castro, the sentiment is, okay, it's really now it's time to get out. And Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, is actually going to speak in Calgary, like January 15th or something, to some of the top wealthiest people in Calgary. So maybe they've got their eyes on taking Alberta. Ion said that the U.S. would take all of Canada all the way up to Calgary. And then what's in British Columbia is just going to be under the bottom of the ocean from the earthquake.
Wow.
Or whatever that is.
That's quite a statement.
Do you want to know when Trudeau was elected? October 15th, 2015.
Yeah, so a year ago.
Yeah.
He's been blowing it for about a month with ridiculous statements. Or is this just started this weekend?
Ongoing. It's just getting worse and worse. And the biggest climax so far was
Chad, 2 points. He is a high school teacher, right? That's his career?
Yeah. That's his career, high school teacher.
He was a fucking high school teacher. That means coddling fucked up millennial kids, right? Stupid kids who can't handle any kind of tension. They're now calling the coddled, modeled millennials, you know? They just do not want any tension. And okay,
but this whole thing about Canada being a multiculturalist society, you know, it's always been there. Now it's on the hot burner. Like, he just does it up to the biggest degree it could ever be done, mollycoddling the different groups that say, I'm Muslim, and I'm Pakistani, and I'm this, and I'm that, giving billions of dollars to the natives and stuff like that. He's just off the charts about it.
Mm. And because there's, I always say there's no money in Canada. It's a bankrupt country. It hardly exists. And so, therefore, he has nothing to do. He can't go forward with any kind of vision or money-supported situation. So he has to just...
Yeah, he's just coddling the sick, dying, and poor people. Like, it's just over there. So, you know, he's in triage. It's a FEMA camp.
Yeah, did you see the footage of his wife when she did the yoga joke? They did a press government dinner a couple months ago, and she came out and did a yoga teaching joke. You didn't see that?
No.
You know about the White House press, White House dinner, the famous thing once a year? Well, they apparently do that in Canada. For 100 years they've been doing it. So they do a watered-down version. But the other thing... Do you know this Rex guy from Newfoundland, who's a big, independent, opinionated guy on CBC? You ever watched him? Rex somebody?
I don't know. I know there's some Rex guy. I don't know what his name is or where he's from.
Yeah, so you're not up on what he is or what he did.
No.
Yeah, because you didn't watch CBC News. You were watching Galactica and stuff, right? You didn't watch regular public media.
Right.
Yeah.
We only got, where I grew up, there was only one Canadian TV station. All the rest were from Detroit and Ohio.
No, I'm talking about over the last 10 years.
I haven't had a TV since 9/11.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Susanna. Susanna finally phoned in. You want to celebrate Frank? You want to talk about Frank Zappa and your jazzy background, Susanna?
That was awesome. Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah. It was really good. I didn't know Zappa. I should have known, but yeah, pretty awesome.
Yep.
Very jazzy horn overlay.
Right.
That was really a great combination.
Right. So you listen to enough jazz. You're a bit of an expert in jazz because you grew up with it, right? Big band stuff.
Well, I mean, I like it. I've listened to it. I don't know if I'd call myself an expert, but I enjoy it a lot.
You can tell the 50 kinds of jazz. It's not just a blanket thing for you like snow.
50?
Yes, there's various jazz genres.
And your father did this around you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not many people grew up with jazz of your generation. That sort of makes you the oddball you are, you know. You're kind of out of sync with everybody.
In more than
one
way.
Right. It looks like Jermaine died. I think I don't see her here. She fell off. Right, Jermaine?
She restructured, Bob.
She's going through. It's like the ayahuasca trip. You got to go through the demon part, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Bob, can you say some words on Trump getting in, Leonard Cohen dying, Castro dying, and then Israel catching the lights?
Oh, I forgot to go look at the Israel story. How big is that fire? What's burning?
They said it's the biggest fire in the world. It was called the biggest fire in the world about 3 days ago, the biggest fire that's ever happened. And,
yeah, like everything's burning.
What's burning?
Everything.
Yeah.
The global belly is burning.
Dollywood is in danger of burning.
Dollywood?
Yes.
What's that? Okay,
it's Dolly
are you saying
Parton,
it's Parton. A city, is a city
no,
burning,
it's a,
or is it a wood?
It's
the city and the woods.
No, we're not talking about the Gatlinburg fire. I thought we were talking about Israel.
Oh,
yeah,
Israel.
We are. Israel.
Yes. Israel is on fire. The city, suburbs, forests. There were about six different fires going and huge buildings. If you go and look at the internet, it just looks like a Holocaust, actually.
It's great. So here's the thing. This is what you do. Brian's been giving hints every now and then the last few weeks. He said, the moment Bob signed those papers on August 17th, 2016, America went down. The moment I walked in and became a citizen, that's when all hell broke out. That was after the conventions and before the debates. So the election wasn't an outrage until the debates happened. You know what I mean? That's when people started, holy shit, Trump's crazy, Hillary's smart, yet everybody likes Trump. That happened a month after we showed up. And so America is a world environment. We stepped in the middle of it, and everything is going down the river, down the drain, thanks to Bob becoming an American citizen, infiltrating right in plain sight. All right? Is that has no bite? I hear no laughing. When I give my press conference when I'm president, I'm going to make a statement that I'm going to look around. What? No laughing?
What am I doing wrong?
What's wrong with you people? I intend to be the funniest person in the world. I became president because I'm the funniest person in people, and you are just sitting there stone-faced and jealous and will not laugh at my fucking press conferences. I
it would be funny if it wasn't so scary, Bob.
Yeah. What do you mean? There's nothing to be afraid of. I get shot at. Look, guys. You want to be like me, get shot at and have the bullet go right through you. That look, I'm fucking, I can go punch up the fucking Samoan guys here on the island. What, are they Samoan, Carolyn? Who are those guys that butt your head here?
We're not going to say, what?
They butt Carolyn's head?
Yeah, they tried to butt Carolyn's head.
They never.
They aimed for me and
stop
missed
it.
And butt Carolyn.
Stop
and
it.
They died on the spot. You don't butt Carolyn's head and live. Nobody lives. You don't. The whole country's died. Bob walked in. I butted the whole fucking country on August 17th. Wait, what did we do at the swearing-in? Didn't I do something funny at the swearing-in, Carol? Do you recall anything? Like, I caused it. I demanded to know whether I'd be able to, what, keep my PrimeWire.ag subscription to the BitTorrent illegal shit if I signed this paper, didn't I?
No,
like
Bob,
that?
I had your mouth taped down.
There was something. Remember I went over to the table and caused a lot of confusion because I said, well, if I sign this, does this mean I can do that? What about my driver? I don't have any fucking ID. Remember I said, yes, they took your passport for the duration. I said, are you going to give it back to me? I mean, how am I going to get back? How am I going to go back home? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I did cause a little scene before it started. And then I think I dropped my paper when they handed it to me. Oh, I forgot to deal with that. Lance Straight says, and Bob dropped his papers when he gave his talk at Fordham. I got to correct him. No, I threw them on the ground on purpose. I'd make my statement. That would be one page based on a page of note, and I'd drop it on the floor. And so after the speech, I'm picking up the papers, and the MC says, oh, this is performance art. And I yell out, no! And I can play the recording. You can hear it. Me go, no, it's not performance art. That's just me saying no to everything, right? You know, Carol pointed out to you people, I say no to anything. You say something to me, I'll go no. No. Where are we at? Did we finish the show? I hear nobody. Nobody's answering.
No, but Sieva Polion on the chat line is wondering if you smoke meth today.
I did a lot more than that. Look, fuckface, I am a drug addict. It should be obvious. Okay? I'm always stoned. How could you live with Ion without being stoned all the time?
You're stoned on the real thing.
Yeah. I'm stoned on the real acidophilus. Carol, that would make her laugh because she's never heard me say that word before. She doesn't even know I know it. Come on, guys. Are you in?
Hey, Bob.
Speak.
Hey, Bob.
Finally.
It seems like the...
Why don't you go, hey, Chad? Go, hey, Chad. Don't address me all the time.
Oh,
hey,
stop it.
Hey,
guys. You've got 6 minutes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Carolyn.
hey, Michael.
Hey, you.
Yeah, hey, you. All right, we've heard enough of that. Get back to Hey, Bob. Let's get focused.
It seems like there's a lot of ranting. It seems to be de rigueur to rant because people have voted for Trump. Did you hear about the guy that got banned for life from Delta Airlines because he ranted about how he voted for Trump? And
you're kidding.
Apparently,
where did he do
this? Apparently, it was a couple of days ago. And I think it was a flight out of Houston, and so they apparently the Delta banned him for life, so he can never fly on Delta again. Passengers felt threatened by this guy who was ranting about how he voted for Trump and blah blah blah. You know,
he did this in the airplane, on the airplane,
on the plane. Yes, but they didn't throw him off. It was weird.
Hey, listen, this tells me something. The other day when I invented that great line, what was it? The big discovery of this election cycle. People have no tolerance for stupid people. Remember that statement? And you guys remember when I made that one up? It's a good one. The big discovery is that people have no tolerance for stupid people. Okay, so I walk along the beach, and two 50-year-old couples, they see me, and they have a glint, and they go, like, there he is. And I look at them, and they say, will you take this picture? And, you know, they ask people to take pictures of them. I said, no, I don't do that. I'm in a rush. And then, but because they addressed me, I said, oh, by the way, and I start to say my thing about, you know, the one thing we learned from this election cycle? And they, two or three of them groaned. It was odd. They go, oh, shit. In other words, they thought I was going to be a Trump guy and do a rant. I'm learning right now. I didn't realize that. I didn't know why they groaned. But it was like, oh, shit, here we go again. And then I made my statement, which was not a Trump thing, and they just stared at each other. And they didn't lie. I said, come on, it's funny. And then I just turned around and walked on.
Why aren't you laughing?
Everybody else fucking laughed all the way down through the beach here. What's wrong with you people? No, I don't take your picture. So I walked off in a huff, insulted by humanity. But now I know why. I just started to say it, and they knew I was going to say something about the election, and they groaned. This is the reason everybody doesn't want to hear about it.
Well, apparently there's a lot of people ranting and gloating about how Trump won and that they voted for him.
I'm going to go on there. I didn't vote for Trump, and I am so damn happy I didn't fucking vote for Trump. I have supported losers all my life, and I made $1 million because I voted on Hillary. So fuck that.
I've got a small brain, and I intend to use it.
Yeah, there's Carolyn's line. Well, George Thompson's line in the McLuhan-Dew line. I have a small brain and I intend to use it. That's a great line. I'm going to use that on the beach. So we're down to the last minute. Nobody. Yes, Michael.
Declaring one has voted for Trump is now regarded as a psychological disorder.
What's it like to be barren? Did he get teased at school that his father's the most hateful guy? That's an interesting point. Nobody's doing stories on how Barron is taking it up.
Oh, yeah, they got Barron in there saying he's autistic,
yeah, he's autistic
and all kinds of
terrible. Oh, he went
autistic
to survive.
Rosie O'Donnell. Melania's suing Rosie O'Donnell. No, she is.
Great.
For calling
him autistic. Is that another fake story?
Oh, that's fake. Don't quote the newspapers.
No,
we don't know what's real.
Come on. Yeah,
Rosie O'Donnell, who's had a long time feud with Trump, came out after the election and said that Trump's kid has autism, and how wonderful that they support him. But it was done facetiously. But good use of fake news because it spread.
Right. Yeah.
Come back for more news.
She started it. Hey, there's me on guitar. Look at me, on guitar, and you can't hear it. You hear any guitar? No. Fucking Neufeld deleted me. One of my best guitar solos, you can't hear it.
Good job, Bob.
Yee-hoo! We're celebrating Carolyn's birthday.
Not.
Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Not.
Happy birthday.